Halloween is right around the corner. Favorite time for trick-or-treating, getting out, and ghosts and goblins and spooks and all kinds of costumes. The Branch County Historical Society getting into the act in a different kind of way with a special paranormal tour coming up on Halloween night itself. Dave McDonald from the Society in the studio with us, using obviously the Wing House Museum, which is the home of the Historical Society, but a couple of locations. Tell us about this paranormal tour. What are you planning on Halloween, Dave?
Well, good morning, everyone, and thank you, Ken. It's going to be something quite unique for us and in the area. We are going to include the Masonic Temple and the Renner Law Offices, which, of course, were the original home of Dr. Wood from the mid-1800s. And the evening is going to start out on Halloween night, the 31st, at 6:30 at the Masonic Temple, and people will go into what was called the ballroom, the main floor, and they will hear a presentation by the Southern Michigan Paranormals of Coldwater, which is part of the Kalamazoo organization. Mm-hmm. So these are the people with all of the recorders and the video cameras and all of the other stuff that do the taping and that and the explanations. And they're going to give probably about a 40-45 minute presentation on what's involved in doing that. And then we're going to have Deanne Pan, who really knows the Masonic Temple inside and out, and her and Flip Johnson are going to lead tours through the upper levels of the Masonic Temple. And that means no lights, of course. It's going to be pen lights. And so they will end up in the upper hall on the top floor, and they will go through there. When they come down, then they can walk over to the Wing House Museum, or they can walk over to the Renner offices right around the corner on Chicago Street. And there'll be individuals there that will tell them about the different people who lived there and the history of the house. And it's kind of bring your camera, and we'll give you a pen light, and you go through and decide for yourself after you've heard the tape and the videos that the paranormal group present.
Yeah. Well, it's got, when you're in those locations, sometimes you do flashback and get a feeling of who was there in the past with the history of those places. So now this is kind of tying it into the scientific end of things too then, right?
Exactly. We want to let everybody make up their own mind. I will say now these are Victorian sites. That means there are steps. I've had one call from someone who asked about that, and I want to make sure everybody knows, you will be going up and down steps, and you will be using pen lights in groups, and so there'll be small groups of maybe 10 people that are in each one as they go through the different buildings. So.
So you've got the actors playing the various characters of history in those buildings. That'd be kind of neat, too, to hear about the history and to be a part of the history of that part of it.
Right. Dr. David Wood was an extremely interesting individual who served both in the Civil War and came back and went to the University of Michigan, became a doctor, and ran his home and practice there on East Chicago Street. And interestingly enough, that house was bought by Dr. Wade, who, of course, had the Wade Hospital that burnt down. And so he turned it into a hospital after the fire. So the house has quite an interesting past. And he lived there for several generations himself and practiced medicine. So it was a home, it was a hospital, it had a lot of interesting things happen in it. And of course the Wing House with the wings and the chandlers and the Wing House is itself recorded as supposedly a ghost site. So, and I won't even go into what you could find in the old art museum of 1870 that became the Masonic Temple.
Neat stuff. So it's Halloween night. Give us some of the details then, tickets and times and stuff.
Tickets are available at Taylor's and the Sauk Trail on Division Street. You can also contact us at 517-278-8030 and get more information, or if you have, finding the tickets or the two locations, Penny will be happy to help there. And it will, again, be on Halloween night, the 31st. Open doors at 6:30. The program begins at 7, and then when the initial program is over, then the touring starts. All places are within a block of each other, so once you park, you can actually just leave your car there and walk to the homes. And we'll have the big signs out in front that we use for home tours that designate the three sites.
Okay, neat stuff. And I think a neat twist for the Historical Society to get involved in this.
Oh, yeah. You know, after being buried in the history book for the last 2.5 years, not only have I become somewhat of an expert on local history, but it's kind of a fun thing to do. And there's so much interest in it now with all of the programs on television and cable. And we have a group here in Coldwater who's actively working on it, and they have been in all three sites, and we don't even have the information on the Masonic Temple, so we're kind of anxious for the program so we can see their video and hear the sound bites and stuff that they play from there.
Yeah, what might go bump in the night.
Exactly.
All right, coming up on Halloween. Again, the phone number for folks to call?
517-278-8030.
Or get tickets at Taylor's or it's Soft Trail Trading Post. Thanks, Dave. We'll see you on Halloween.
Thank you.
Dave McDonald from the Branch County Historical Society with us in the studio and the paranormal tour coming up on Halloween.